can't choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Gerald Turner, your host for Singing Southern Style. Heard every Saturday and Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. with the best in Southern gospel and country gospel. Music with a message right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Singing Southern Style.
I like my singing Southern Style.
Southern Style!
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We've been designed to fulfill the purposes for which we were created. And that's especially important when you're talking to the church, because how many realize none of us are here today because of our great pedigree? The reality today is that most everybody that's hearing my voice in some way or in another way is dysfunctional. Come on, you don't have to admit it. Your wife already told us. And the sooner that we all realize that all of us have a cabbage head nature, and we don't always get it right, and we continue to fall, and we continue to make mistakes, and we continue to have blunders, the quicker we're going to realize that we've been invited to the house, and we've been invited to come sit at our Father's table. Amen? The Bible says that Jesus said, "Go into the highways, get the lame, the blind, the poor, the beggars, and bring them in my house, that my house might be full." You say, "Well, I don't know if I want to associate with them kind of people." Well, you are them people. Huh? Because he realized the people that realized that they had needs would be the same ones that would come to the table. I mean, you go come to the table if you're hungry.
That's right.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 says, he told Jeremiah before, he said, "Before you were born, I knew you." Do you realize what that means? That means that you and I were all born with destiny on the inside of us. You are not a mistake. You're not a mess up. You're not the product of somebody else's night of passion. You were born with destiny on the inside of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Ray Bolt says this about David. He sings a song. It says, "When others saw a shepherd boy, he saw a king." I mean, when God the Father looks at you, he don't see you in the state of mind that you live in. He sees an heir to the throne. He sees a prince or a princess. He sees royalty. Oh, some of y'all need to know that today. Some of y'all be harder on yourself than you should be. I think I about lost half of you already. Is everybody all right? Am I helping anybody yet? It doesn't matter what you look like today. It's where you're headed. It's where you're going. It's what God's about to do in your life that's going to make a difference. It's not what you've been through. It's what's in the front. It's where you're headed. Amen? See, the enemy's not fighting over where you've been. The enemy's trying to keep you from where you're going. He don't care where you've been. If he can steal the seed of promise out of your life and make you believe that your life is hopeless, make you believe that you ain't got no future, make you believe this is all there is, make you believe that it's going by too fast, make you believe that you're just going to have to go ahead and start planning your funeral, then guess what? Then he'll destroy your faith, he'll paralyze your activity, and he'll cause you to become very lukewarm, he'll cause you to become indifferent. And how many know what I'm talking about this morning?
Yeah.
You'll get a "I don't really care about anything" kind of attitude. Just leave me alone, I don't want to have nothing to do with nobody. So the fight really in our life is not over. We don't really care, it's where we're going. You need to say, "It's over. What's over is over. It's a done deal. Yesterday's gone. Paul McCartney had it wrong. Yesterday, it's over. Somebody say it's over. I'm not going to live in yesterday anymore. I'm not going to be there. I'm pressing towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I've learned to cut loose what it is that holds me back. It ain't holding me back. And I've learned to lay hold of what's in front of me. Come on, somebody. How many realize this morning that when God gets ready to use you mightily, you're going to experience some opposition in your life. You're going to experience some difficulty. You're going to experience some struggle. Because the truth is, greatness is born in the furnace of affliction. It's what you go through that makes you who you are. And many times it happens privately. Huh? Everybody don't know all the hell you're going through. Because you learn how to smile and grin and bear it. Come on now. How many of you are glad that when God gets ready to do surgery on you, just like at the hospital, he don't do it out in the middle of the waiting room where everybody can go, ha, 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 ha. Where all your troubles out there for everybody to see. They even tell you, how many know they even tell you when you get ready to go into the big surgery, they even tell you your family can't come in there. It's just you and the doctor and the nurse. When they cut you open and lay you bare, the family don't even see it. And when God gets ready to do some surgery in your life, many times his surgery and his operation on us happens in a very private dimension of our life so that people don't see what God's doing on the inside of us. That's why we feel so alone when it happens. That's why we feel like we're the only one going through what we're going through. When we're going through it. I just wish somebody knew. Have you ever said that? I just wish somebody knew how I felt. Am I talking to anybody in here today? Nobody's never been through what I've been through. Nobody's suffered the way I've suffered. I've been busted and disgusted for too long. And nobody knows what I feel like. Well, I got good news for you today. Touch somebody and say he's got good news. This is the good news. The quicker that I understand no one in this room is exempt from trouble, the quicker we'll begin to grow and mature in the things of God. The quicker we'll begin to grow and mature in the promises of God. Amen? Yes, see, the truth is, this is the truth for every one of us. The truth is poor people believe that if they just were rich, then all their problems would disappear. Isn't that true? Because if you ain't got no money, you want money. Right? Rich people believe, well, if I didn't have so much to care for and so much to be responsible for, then my life would be a whole lot easier. Right. Attractive people are always saying, I wish those guys and them girls would just leave me alone. They bug me. They're always bugging me all the time. Everybody always wanting to say something to me. Ugly people are going, nobody talk to me. People see ugly people now, they just turn away in horror. I don't know what. Are y'all still with me this morning? Yeah. And then some people say, you know, if I just had a little bit more weight, if I could just gain a few pounds, I'd be a lot happier. And heavy people going around going, I know there's a thin man in here somewhere. Short people are always going, you know, I wished I was taller so people could see me. And tall people say, I wish I didn't have to shop at that specialty store to get my pants. Everybody's got trouble. You cannot be a child of destiny and not experience pain in your life. See, I hear the testimony of a young man this morning who was born to royalty. He was destined for the throne. He was destined to rule over an empire that had been marked with God's favor, an empire that had been handpicked by God, an empire that was in covenant relationship with God, an empire that is still on the face of the world today. A man that was heir to that throne. He wasn't born in the slums. He wasn't born in the streets. He was born in a palace. This young man had a very promising future. But one day, in a matter of hours, in just a matter of a few hours, the world took a different turn. Because how many of you know, within a matter of a few hours, both his father and his grandfather, the king, were killed on the same day. His grandfather was the king of Israel, the first king that Israel ever had, a man who the Bible said stood head and shoulders above everybody else, above all the people of his day, a man who had been granted an opportunity to become something he could have never been on his own, a man that would lead the nation of Israel to victory. And because of the grace of God, a man that led the armies of Israel in the battle and represented the banner of God. His father, the king's son, Jonathan, was a mighty warrior. He was a man of devotion, a man of loyalty, a man of commitment, a man of integrity, a man who had a heart towards God. And one day his dad would assume the throne. And after that, one day he would assume the throne himself. But all those dreams came crashing in 3 hours, in one afternoon. On a battlefield, when the news reached the palace where the 5-year-old Mephibosheth was living, that his grandfather and his father had been killed. His nursemaid, the one that was in charge of him, the one that was responsible for taking care of him, knew that that meant that the house of Saul was about to be overthrown. Their enemies had now taken control of the empire, and the throne was now being threatened. And the first person that they would look for would be who would be the next heir to the throne. They would come after him to kill him. They would come after him to kill the lineage of Saul. And that nurse, the one who was in charge of the destiny of this child, the one who his destiny had been entrusted to, picked him up to run out of the palace, to run out of the house. And she was running, and the scripture tells us that she trips and she falls. And in the midst of her fall, the boy stumbles onto the hard rock steps, and his feet are broken, causing him to be permanently crippled, permanently maimed, permanently deformed. At 5 years old, she picks him up to leave the house, and they flee to a place of hiding. And for the next 15 years of this boy's life, the boy lives in hiding. He lives in fear, wondering if the day would come that he would ever be found out, if they would really realize who he was, that he was the grandson of a fallen king. His name was Mephibosheth. His name means the dispeller of shame, or the image breaker. See, he was born to break the shame that his grandfather had brought on the nation, the shame that his grandfather had brought where God had to remove him and replace him with David. He was born with a destiny to break images that had been set up in his generation. He was born to break the effects that shame had brought on his household. But in his life, he stumbled. He fell. Can I literally just say it this way? He was dropped. Can I just say this to you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that not everybody in this room, in this building, or in this city who is crippled or lame or marked today fell all by themselves. Come on now. Some of them were dropped by people that were responsible for them. They were left crippled. I mean, sometimes you end up in circumstances that you can't even explain. You end up in circumstances sometimes that you can't even explain how you got there. You don't understand why what happened to you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there have been times in my life I couldn't even explain to you how I got there. I don't even know how I got there. I don't even know how I ended up there. Somebody said, how did that happen to you? I don't know. I have no clue. I was just being a good guy. I was just being Jason. I was just being myself, and it happened. Trouble came my way. Somebody dropped me.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
This is Kenneth Hagin of Faith Seminar of the Air. I learned something from P.C. Nelson that I've never forgotten. He said the time will come when you'll need faith, either for yourself or for some member of your family, and if you haven't kept your faith strong, you'll be at a disadvantage. That's why I encourage you to listen to Faith Seminar of the Air every Monday through Friday on this station, and it will help keep your faith strong.
Faith Seminar of the Air, heard at 7:15 a.m. daily on WCNO.
Your love, all of us. Determined that the holding of the hand of the busiest American is not within the plan. While the newest gadgets are appealing to the eye, I just cannot sit and watch conscience in me die. Lord, entangle me with the gift of your truth and a sense of real need. Gathered round your tree, searching for the least of these. Well, I've made the newest PowerPoint, I've thrown facts and figures out, I've led a host of deep discussions, asking what it's all about. But you're there in the shadows of opinions I expel, a lone completed soul with the only truth to tell. Lord, entangle me with the gift of your truth and a sense of real need. Lord, entangle me. Sinners gathered round your truth, searching for the least of these. Deepest need, go with me there, I pray. Entangle me, Father, won't you take me deep? Pull me in, push me in to the fray. Lord, entangle me with the gift of your truth and a sense of real need. Sinners gathered round your truth, searching for the least of these. Lord, entangle me with the gift of your truth and a sense of real need. Lord, entangle me. Sinners gathered round your truth, searching for the least of these. Lord,
source of
source of hope is Christ alone. Christ alone will I glory, for only by His grace I am redeemed, and only His tender mercy could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now I seek no greater honor than just to know Him more, and to count my gains but losses to the glory of
sick and the homeless and hungry. He saw me lost and without hope, and moved with compassion, He sent out His only Son with the invitation to come. This is Your
Did you hear the good?